Used to play in the Miami Dolphins.
All right, nice. Did you? Well,
frickin' capitalist. You guys just buy your team.
How about that, huh?
There we go. A former Dolphin. He looked somewhat larger than me.
It was those fins that gave it away.
Somewhat.
Those dorsal fins.
That's right, exactly. So we've got, so yeah, this is not surprising.
We're not in the office.
I mean, what's not surprising, frankly, is that the venture capitalists have brought in a former professional athlete.
It figures, you know.
You know, that's sort of a no-brainer, frankly.
I was going to say this would have made Adam Smith proud, but...
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly. You know what that is? That there is the invisible hand.
That is.
It's invisible to you and me.
The hand of capital.
Or the greased palm or something.
So what are we talking about for our audience who doesn't happen to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not video.
No, that's right. You can't see the visual, but imagine if you could picture...
bunch of orange t-shirts.
Yeah, some 50, 60 individuals in orange t-shirts. Half the t-shirts reading capital. Mm-hmm. The other half the t-shirts reading labor.
All
I am
which
wearing
on the back.
Capital t-shirt. You are wearing the labor
Absolutely.
T-shirt.
Absolutely.
As of which, it should be.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
All of which say, hit me on the back.
Hit me.
With a small target on the back.
Exactly.
We are here at Sky High Park, trampoline zone in Santa Clara.
Exactly.
And why are we here, David?
This is the first annual Labor versus Capital Dodgeball tournament.
Okay.
Which is very exciting. I was sitting at breakfast with Hunter Walk, who's a great guy. He's over at Google and now doing product at YouTube.
Yeah.
And Hunter and I never actually talk about anything rational or normal. And we discussed the idea that it would be fun to have a VC versus entrepreneur dodgeball game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the end of it. Next thing you know, Hunter gets his buddy Noah Kagan involved. Noah has a blog called OK Dork. In fact, hey, Noah, come
Noah's
on over here.
Speak of the devil.
This is Noah. So, Noah, tell us this. How did Hunter suck you into labor versus capital dodgeball?
Pretty much the minute I read the email, I was like, yeah, it's game on.
There you go. Exactly.
It wasn't much of a sell.
So he just emailed you, hey, what do you think, labor versus capital dodgeball? And you were like, why? What is there to talk about?
Basically, I mean, Noah, you get to peg millionaires with the ball. Let me think about that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Millionaires who you want to impress. It's perfect.
I know, but the challenge on me is like, okay, do I be really rude and kind of like get into the moment? Or do I'm like, oh man, I may have to work with them in the future.
No, just go after them.
Just do it?
No. They appreciate that. They have that animal instinct. They smell it.
You're totally right. You know what? Being aggressive, if you were to break my glasses, I'm going to find you immediately.
Can I do that
like,
right now?
Hey, you broke my glasses. How much money do you need? I mean, that's, you know, that would be kind of like that.
I like that. Well, I was thinking the next one, ultimate cage fighting.
All right, but that might step over the line.
Is that too far?
Do you think?
If not that, paintball.
Paintball.
Now, paintball would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Should we do that next?
Next time.
All right, the next one is VC, labor versus capital, paintball.
Paintball, mini golf. Paintball.
Mini golf. Nice.
Go-karting.
So, all right, so this is Hunter Walk. I was just telling Craig about the advent, the conversation out of all places, Ilfornaio. I actually think they're going to kick us out of there next time because we're not discussing anything that is directly involved.
Now that I saw, I'll tell you what, Dave, I looked, and if you saw in the, recently in the journal, they did the power seating.
Power seating.
Of Ilfornaio.
Did they?
A+, and I was looking, I was saying, I know we were at an A table, and I know it wasn't me. So it must have been you, Dave.
And you felt the power.
Well, I did. Anytime I'm with Dave, I feel the power.
I hear you. I know.
Because I'm a big tipper. I tip $5.
And he wants you to break his glasses right
buy
now.
Buy a coffee, $5. I buy a melon, $5. That's the kind of guy
I am. Your burn rate is just $5 every 15 minutes, no matter what.
I'll give you a $5 tip no matter what, and that gets me the good table.
Well, that's good. That understands why the first time we met, you put $5 in my palm and asked me to park your car.
Whoa. The A table thing might have to do with the fact that I eat at Ilfornaio 3 days a week for the last 7 years.
Trouble at home?
Isn't that...
That's three meals, by the way.
That's just sad. Isn't that sad?
Well, so I've been telling people, I'm saying, you know, there's thankfully been no injuries yet, but if there is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break a VC's thumb so it's in a thumbs-up cast, so all they can do is approve.
Excellent.
That's great. Great. So I'm glad that you've thought about this.
What's the standing so far? We're sort of midway through the tournament.
We're midway through the tournament. We have one team already in the finals. It looks like it's a back sweat.
My team. What am I doing here?
So they're there. That
no, no, like, you're not playing now. Right now it's money versus full ratchet.
My team is bootstrapping, and we were knocked down the first round, which proves that bootstrapping only gets you so far.
That's true.
That's right.
May it be
friend.
A lesson to you.
And then you got to come to money, or if it goes particularly poorly, full ratchet.
So it really shouldn't say champ. It should say liquidity event.
Liquidity Horizon.
So Dave over here is from More David Allen, a sponsor of this event. As is Barris. Come on over, Barris. Barris from Calm Ventures.
Nice to meet you guys.
So now let me, who is stupid enough to take an email from me and say, sure, I'll expose ourselves
to liability.
That sounds great. I'll co-sponsor the labor versus capital dodgeball. I mean, did this strike you as a good idea?
You know, it's been surprisingly fun out here. It's amazing. It's like the best engine breaker. It's not another let's get together for drinks and talk about this deal and that deal and, where we are in the funding process. It's like we're out there hanging out. We're having fun. It's pretty cool. I love it.
I think everybody should know that you shouldn't count on anything until money is in the bank. We haven't paid you anything yet.
Yeah. So wait a second. You're on the T-shirts, but I may not be getting paid? Unbelievable. Fine. I'm going to get a Sharpie. I'm going to cross it out. No more Calm Ventures on
David,
the T-shirts.
I thought you were going to have two kinds of balls, the yellow common balls and the red preferred balls. And what I saw is that every time the yellow balls finished, the labor team wanted it refreshed and filled up again. What's with that?
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, we have someone over here.
Thank you, my gentleman.
Come on over. We haven't met before. I'm David Hornick.
Hey, Hornick. Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, how's it going? So, you are the master out there.
Venture capital is my second job.
And your first job is dodgeball?
Dodgeball. Showed,
and so, what firm are you with?
Excel.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
it's a lot of fun.
You were spectacular. You in a sad lot of fat, short, and otherwise pathetic dodgeball players on the capital side.
On the capital side.
On the capital side, yes. Yeah. You are a standout, and you deserve the individual contributor trophy.
We didn't win, though. It doesn't matter unless you win.
And it turns out the bad news is, if you don't win, you don't get the trophy.
You don't get the trophy. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right,
Is your team out? You're not you're not going against back sweat.
We're preferred, then we recapped ourselves.
So
the lesson there is, be careful recap companies when you're investing. That's a lesson there.
Unbelievable.
It's very fun.
Well, cool. And do you have any entrepreneurs running around here? Any guys you've worked with before?
No, we got them busy working away. We don't let our entrepreneurs.
You don't let them play dodgeball?
No, we don't let
not
play
on a
dodgeball.
Friday afternoon?
Well, the Facebook crowd probably pretty good at dodgeball. So
They could probably crush us. All right, we'll catch up with them. We'll see if they want to. I'm going to create an F8, widget to throw on there to recruit them to the next dodgeball game.
Exactly.
All right, good.
Back to my day job now.
All right, well, enjoy it.
Take it easy.
Good job. All right. These guys are looking tired, David.
Shellen, come on over here. Jason Shellen. This is Jason Shellen. He's wearing the labor
shirt.
He's
on the good side.
Although, last I heard, you weren't laboring too hard. I thought you were on the vacation team.
No, I'm not on the vacation team.
You're not on the vacation team?
No, I'm on the feed burner acquiring team. How about that?
I read that. I loved your post. It was sort of like, those of you who thought I was just hanging out and, hanging out in Chicago... No. Wherever you see me, I'm buying things.
No. We have to do due diligence on these things. We don't...
I'm a huge, huge fan of FeedBurner, as you well know.
Yes, I do.
And to have Dick Costolo as part of the Google team is, to call it a coup. So whatever role you played in that, I must congratulate you. And I'm wondering
you.
If you're scouting any particular investment or acquisition here at the
There are some good
dodgeball.
Players here.
Yeah,
I've got
right.
a labor shirt on. What are you talking about?
He's labor, but he's like...
The gentleman with the blonde hair, kind of longish, he seems to be a ball avoider. He seems like a good one to have on your crew.
In a big corporation. That guy will do fine. He'll just get out of
exactly.
the way.
Step out of the way, let people do things.
Hey, buddy, what are you in charge of? Oh, no. I'm not in charge of anything.
Not at all. Who, me?
Yeah.
All right, that's
Vice
good.
Vice president.
That's good.
Director, something like that.
So, right over here, these two guys?
Yes.
Two former students of mine at the business school. Should we inquire as to how horrible that was?
Yes.
Let's come.
Okay.
Hey, guys, Jason Shellen was just curious what an awesome teacher I was.
No, wait, that wasn't quite what he asked, David. He asked the honest opinion of what kind of a teacher you were.
What kind of teacher I was? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to give it some characterization. Look at their faces.
Other than short?
How tall are you? What are you?
I thought Brad Handler did all the teaching.
Oh! That would be my co-teacher, Brad Handler, who quite clearly does not do all the teaching.
That's nor just, the dodgeball.
That's a shameful claim. So
I think the best part of the class was when I was in your class, David, and you and Sam Yagan would like yell at each other about the future of copyright and digital music on the internet.
That was kind of a coup. So Sam Yagan at the time was the CEO of eDonkey, and I was teaching a class day that I entitled A Brief History of Piracy. And he didn't take kindly to that. He somehow thought that I was being accusatory. And he lashed out at me a touch.
It was a great class. It actually made for really interesting.
It was really interesting. It was very fun.
Yeah.
So now you guys have both made your way into the venture business.
Yeah.
You corrupted them, David.
You didn't meet me and think, oh.
Eve too.
Eve also, are you a GS, a recent GS?
Class, though. Yeah, that was 05.
You were class, and you skipped my class? Don't you think in retrospect?
She was too busy
petitioned,
doing stuff.
She petitioned aggressively to get in, but she couldn't get in.
No, I think that she, don't you regret that? Really?
So
don't
much,
you?
So
don't
much,
you think that
I
that
have
was?
This is, to add this discussion, so.
But it is David, a high achievement that she got in to venture capital, having not taken your class. I thought
right,
that was
that,
a prerequisite.
You're right. Absolutely, that is pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good
I'm looking
point.
For back sweat.
Hunter is I've looking for back.
I am a back sweat. Do you want to take my place?
Oh yeah.
You can go in for me.
All right.
Go in for me,
look
Hunter. Make
all
me
right.
proud.
I don't think there's any shortage of back sweat around.
Yeah,
these parts right
sadly,
now.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty now. Peter, you haven't started? Are you officially started?
I have not started yet. I started in late August, early September. And currently under debate.
Oh, I see. Yes. And you're debating later as opposed to sooner?
Exactly. Paycheck versus travel.
Well, no,
trade-off.
See, you're totally misunderstanding. You're supposed to negotiate paycheck and travel.
Oh, that's
don't
right.
You? You're going to suck at this job.
I'm not senior enough yet to be able to
oh,
make
don't
that
be ridiculous. Got to come in, you got to ask big and, you know, see how it goes.
Fair enough.
And now let's have respective. I need to have the firms. What you've just joined?
TCV Technology Crossover Ventures.
And now does TCV view itself as a venture firm or as a buyout firm or as a?
Historically, it's been growth equity, and I think it continues to stay in that area, and we'll potentially look at other advancing into other areas going forward.
So when I have companies that are successful and need some growth equity. You will feel obligated to fund them?
Compelled.
David, compelled.
Are you playing Jedi mind tricks on
Peter? I'm just trying to understand. Okay.
He's reaching for his wallet.
All right.
These are not the VCs you're looking for. These are not the VCs we're looking for.
What, do you think this is just about dodgeball? What, are you out of your mind?
He's a long-term thinker.
That's right, exactly. Now, Eve, what?
I'm with Greylock.
With Greylock. Excellent. And you joined him a year and a half ago.
So it's been about 18 months.
And I hear that David Z is like is very rude in the office. Maybe I shouldn't put words in your mouth, but I think that's what you were telling me earlier.
Well, all I know from going forward is seeing how James Slavitt played in the dodgeball court, I'm going to be a little afraid.
Yeah, Slavitt. See, again, he's kind of tall, lanky, you know,
seems
ass
so
kicker.
Nice on the outside.
But that's because he came from the entrepreneur side, right? He was a labor, street yes. fighter. We funded him, I should point out. He was one of my entrepreneurs, but he abandoned us.
Sorry.
You know, but that which is a shame.
Our benefit, but
yeah, exactly. That is a shame. And David Z, who I just saw wander in, who also was suckered into co-sponsoring this event with me, which I greatly appreciate. Now, Mike, you recently have a move from one venture firm to another. That's a bold,
that's right.
bold effort.
It's like out of the frying pan and into the fire or something.
Right, exactly. So you're now with Foundation.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. They're really cool guys.
They're cool guys, although, you know, I understand, again, that it's very hierarchical and you're in charge of parking their cars.
Well, that's right. That's when their children can't get out of school in time.
You have to go pick them up. You have to go pick them up.
Yeah, I got to go pick them up.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, and, you know, when there's heavy back sweat, they actually gave me a large, very absorbent chamois, I think is the material.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I keep it in my office in a small container.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to those guys because I think that's just rude.
No, the venture capital business is one that takes time to learn the business.
Exactly. This is what we mean but when we say that this is an apprenticeship business.
Right.
You have to learn the ropes by doing what it takes.
They gave him an office, though.
No, that's a complete. So this is a completely unfair characterization because the whole reason you're at Foundation is because you were kicking ass. And I won't, you know, I don't, out of deference, I won't mention where you were, but I think, you know, you were spotted and recruited, and that's great news for the...
Well, I appreciate that, David. The first month has been kind of funny because the first couple of weeks I was making so much money for them, they said, stop. Just stop. Calm down. This is not...
this is not how it works. You're only supposed to do this once every few years, not every day. So
right, no, I hear you. And have
they
you guys,
smacked me down a little
have
bit.
Have you guys sufficiently sucked up to Jeff Clavier? Because he's
every
he's,
time we see him.
Because Jeff is he's basically you know, deal flow machine.
Jeff, have you lost weight? You look great.
Thank you. I have. You look really for real. No, but if you did, but for real. That wasn't made up. Thank you.
Very
I
will, nice.
I have a tour company for you. Then.
There you go. There
oh,
you go.
Man. See?
So thank you, David, for putting us through that. Can we pay for not being on the video? Can we sort of cut out?
Absolutely. I mean, especially guys with
plunged. But I suck.
Well, anyway. You know, hey, look, as long as you didn't pull a groin muscle, that's victory. Really?
Well, really?
As long as you pull someone else's groin muscle, that's a victory, I think. So.
But not for the cameras.
Ideally, indirectly. Yeah. That's it. I'm just saying.
Well, we signed the release anyway, so it's fine, right?
It is.
But it's a great ID, by the way.
It's been fun. Well, we're going to go on. We're going to see if we can find some labor and see how much they hate, you know, the...
Our terms?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But you know, enjoy the pizza. That's all I'm saying. All right.
You should make a contest. What is the best excuse for being back in the office at 2 p.m. and finding an excuse that is credible for you stinking? Because we're all sweaty.
Exactly.
And saying, right. I'm sorry I stink because I couldn't take a shower, I played dodgeball, is not credible.
Yeah, that's not
I'm not going to use this one.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll do a poll. Here, let's go.
I think we're at the finals here, you know.
Oh, is it up to the finals?
I think it is. Yeah.
It is? All right.
We're approaching the court.
All right. Well, you know, what do you think? Should we cost some labor? Or look at over here. These guys are sitting down.
Yeah. The funding round?
Oh, man. You know, if you're getting a deal done, I want to know about it. Part of the sponsorship thing is I get a cut. So what, Ken, how you doing? Where are you from, Ken?
I'm here in Sunnyvale. So
what is the company?
The company name is called GetQuick, GetQuick.
Awesome. What do you guys do?
I'm online and mobile ordering for restaurant takeout and delivery orders.
And so you are the lazy version of OpenTable.
Or the entry level before you get to OpenTable.
Oh, that's okay.
So they're more reservations.
Yeah, this
we're
is
more,
Tuesday through Thursday.
This is lunchtime, you know, simple transaction, coffees,
awesome.
Repetitive type transactions.
And
like
you
that.
have restaurants in the Bay Area that
yeah,
are doing this?
Yeah, we have over 100 restaurants that are participating right now. We're in beta mode.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we'll have to, Craig and I, we'll do some ordering next time
we'll
before
lunch.
Our podcast.
Right
That'd be
right
great.
On.
So and over here we have Constantine. When you can call someone up about your order through his endeavor. How's this going for you?
It's kind of like dodgeball for social networks.
Yeah. So that is what you do, isn't it? Tell us more.
If you want to, if you're not on your social network, right? Sometimes you do things other than hanging out in front of your computer. You still want to hear from your friends. You basically create a widget and people can call you on your mobile phone. So. You know, people can call me on LinkedIn right now, and I can still answer the call.
All right, very cool. And you know, there was a little LinkedIn reference too, since Constantine was one of the founders over there. Now, you know, spreading his bets to other great ideas. That's bold.
Awesome. Little mini VC.
So tell me, you know, what made you guys come to Labor versus Capital Dodgeball?
How could you not? It's a great idea. It's like, when do I ever get to throw a ball at a venture capitalist?
Oh, man, I'm increasingly coming to the conclusion that was the rationale for all of you guys. Unbelievable. Ken, did you really actually wanted to, you know, be helpful and supportive of the venture investors?
I was here for the prizes, but unfortunately got knocked out second round.
Oh, but you know what? We have consolation prizes for everyone, because everyone who has attended this fine event
no one
will
is
get a
loser.
Copy of Dodgeball the Movie.
Right
because
on.
We, the venture capitalists, want you to leave happy and fulfilled and satisfied, just like a visit to August Capital.
Thank you.
Jeez. You were the back room burning those the other night, weren't you? Your DVD
Thanks,
duplicator.
Guys.
How do you guys do on your side?
Well, I never had an official side, although I did get in once, and we got pretty much knocked out quite instantaneously.
Were you our first round? Were you playing money first round?
No. Okay. I was still contending with, you know, name tags and the likes.
Okay.
All right. So
next time.
All right. You're going down next time. Next time, what do you... So paintball next time. How you thumbs paintball. Up or thumbs down?
Yeah, more pain. Definitely.
More shooting. Shooting at venture capitalists.
This is a little violent.
All right, maybe. So you're going to stick... You'd say stick with dodgeball.
The other
suggestion was miniature golf. Too insufficiently physical, the miniature
right.
golf?
Yeah, that's the opposite side. This is good.
Racing. All right, we could do that. Yeah,
go-kart racing.
Kart racing. All right.
Labor's cars versus the venture capitalist cars.
Yeah, right, as long as we can use our own cars.
Yeah, all right.
That's a deal. All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Next event.
We just had someone come off the court here.
Someone just got knocked off.
I did.
Mike, how's it going?
How's it going?
You're looking somewhat tired here.
I am. It was a long, I was the last one in the last game.
Man, oh man.
It wears at you. But I think full ratchet, we're doing well here.
Is it more a mental game or a physical game?
It's very mental. You got to have agility to dodge, but after that, it's all mental.
All right. Well, awesome. Awesome. I appreciate it. Come on over here. We haven't met yet. I'm David Hornick with August Capital. Greg, you're in the venture lending business.
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
Yes, Sandhill Capital.
Awesome. And now we were saying earlier that in sort of classic fashion, the Capital brought in a ringer, and you're that ringer.
Yes.
So it's a little sad to see you out here.
See me out. I know.
Right. I mean, what the hell?
It goes against all my athletic training to catch the ball in your body. Yeah. And I'm trying to catch it out here, but the ball is
and
so
it's
light.
Bouncy and light,
it's
right?
It's so light that it. So actually, I've been out because the guy's been catching my ball. He hits him in the chest, it bounces off, and he catches him.
Yeah.
So the key to this game is to go low.
Feet.
Go for the feet.
Totally feet.
But, you know, your whole athletic training, you're supposed to throw it right at the guy's chest. You know, that's how you.
You know, see, this is the difference between, you know, a former professional football player and a former professional dungeon master.
Well,
see, you know, my professional training was pretty much to pray that some woman would ultimately marry me.
Well, that's.
Similar to football, I think.
That's a good training, too.
It is a good training. Yeah. So now, we're alluding to it, but I want to be quite explicit here. You were a former Miami Dolphin, is that
yes.
right?
I spent 5.5 years with the Miami Dolphins. And
that's just unbelievable.
Nine and a half years in the NFL altogether.
That's awesome. Yeah. And was it fun or was it sort of grueling in the end?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but every Monday when you woke up, you felt like you were in a car accident the day before.
It seems like that. You know,
it was tough.
That
it was
is pretty brutal.
Career. Yeah.
Are you up now?
Oh, yeah, I'm up.
All right,
so
hey,
I've got to do better this time.
Feet.
Okay?
Don't try and grab
back.
It.
Yes.
Feet. All right, you know, I spent 9 years in the NFL, too. I just didn't want to mention.
Nine years in front of the tube?
I was the kicker. You don't remember me?
No.
I went with a pseudonym, Kiki McKicker. You must have missed that.
I must have missed it. All right, I think this could be the final round here.
Is this it? This is the tiebreaker?
It might be.
Tiebreaker. This is down. It's down to the last. We better get some commentary in here. Pardon us. Excuse us. We have to do the color commentary here. This is the final match.
They're standing off. They're bouncing.
What are the teams? Do you know what we got here on?
Backsweat versus my team.
Backsweat versus. Yep. He's supposed to be in there.
Yep. Okay, they're off.
All right, one of the Capitals. Oh no,
forward.
They're
he
looking.
Throws it high.
I've been watching.
One Capitals out. Barris, he's
out. Frankly, I've been watching Al Leib. Al Leib is the creator of Evite, and he's looked very intense through this whole thing. I mean, he's taking this far too seriously.
Who are the Rangers on these teams?
Well, we were just chatting with see the gentleman
guy.
On the far, and he was this gentleman right here.
He's a professional football player.
He's the best we got.
He's too big.
Peter Pham is out because you know he just doesn't have any motivation now that he's sold. He doesn't care. It was like a hard slog, that photo.
We got another Capital coming out here.
A couple of Capital rolling off.
Labor's looking good.
It's looking bad.
Labor's also got a Vault X water
another.
Polo player.
Oh, do we? What do we got? What do we got here?
We.
Al, right there. Oh, no.
That's how Labor rolls.
Al Leib was on the water polo team?
Yeah.
Another Capital down. Another Capital down. That's two
I didn't
two
know
down.
That.
Oh.
No, no. Don't
Labor gets
pay
it
attention.
Don't pay attention. Just
Angie, you know. You were doing so well. We were really proud of you. No, it was awesome. And he's out.
Okay.
He's gone. Stepping out.
We got five on Capital and like six on Labor.
Labor's eight.
Labor is peer to unionize. They're crushing it down.
There's
solidarity there.
Four Capital,
one
eight
capital
Labor.
Down.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Jason Schellen looking fleet of foot, bouncing around a little bit.
Now this is the thinking part of the game.
Zaw, he's looking he's looking winded. Actually, he's kind of cranking his arm. I think he's been injured.
Off.
I think he's.
I don't think they did the proper calisthenics before the game.
Oh,
it was a massive attack.
Oh,
Violent
John,
takeout.
That was that must have been disappointing to get so close and then.
It was a sacrifice play. Did you see
that? No. Strategic for the team.
You did. You did. That's what we like. We like in the labor side.
Labor
you know,
tends to try play well as a team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The venture guys, it's a little tough. It's tough, you know.
They're fighting amongst themselves.
When they
themselves.
Get down to two, it might work. They might co-lead, but you're otherwise, right. It's not going to go well.
It's not pretty.
I know who to look for to catch my ball.
Oh exactly. Man.
All right.
Wow.
The Dolphins out.
Dave Sifford's over here. He's kind of
lingering. I went outside my
lingering.
Body frame. And
look at him.
There you
he's stalking
them. I would have had it.
Stalking them, ready to take them down. It's pretty ugly. But no, here it comes. Does anyone know who the gentleman is?
Oh,
like
Sifford makes a
dodgeball killer? Killer
dodges
cut?
It very
I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, who we got? Who do we got down there? Oh, nicely done.
Capital down to two.
Oh.
Two versus six.
Oh, he's got him. Oh, no, so close. And out comes another labor. We're down to 2-5 in this final smackdown.
They're ganging up.
Oh, no. Oh, nicely done. He uses the trampoline surface. Oh.
Beautiful shot by Capital.
Oh, it's down to one. Here comes Zai stepping off. Nicely done. That was a big leap. Oh, man.
4-1.
Shellen's taking a timeout to tie his shows. Okay, people.
They're circling like cats.
It's all about coordinating.
And there goes a 3-3 wild attack. Not out.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
He's got the
arm. Nicely done.
He's got the
one,
arm.
Oh, he's looking at him. Oh, yeah. Pick it up. All right, now they've split it up. Oh, look at, they're looking angry. They're looking tired. They're looking ugly. It's really pathetic. Oh! Get him! Oh, Dave Sifry. Nicely done, Dave. We appreciate the effort. And then there were three. Shellen's bouncing. He's thinking. He's dancing.
How much time left?
The throw?
No, it's going until it's over. Oh, Shellen's out. Oh, so close. Look at this. We're down to two. Alib is stepping up. They're thinking and coordinating. What will it come to?
Throws.
What will happen here? He's regrouping. He's regrouping. They're going to let it go to the end.
And he's letting loose.
Oh, Al drops. Drop and roll, Al. Drop and roll. Does anyone know who this gentleman over here in the corner is?
The fast guy. He's very
no
fast.
One? No one? Come on, people. Come on, labor. You don't even know your own damn team.
We're united,
but we don't know.
Together.
We're impersonal.
Together. United. We'll never be defeated.
I'm not an HR. I didn't see that guy getting processed. So.
All right. Well, you know, the suspense is killing me. What will happen? What will happen?
Two shots against Capital. They both missed.
Nicely done.
Back sweat.
Al Lieb comes up with the big catch to end the game. Unbelievable. This is no small accomplishment.
We gotta get these last three.
Well, here, we'll get the post-game, post-game interview. Al, let's ask. I want to ask you what in your Evite experience trained you best for that epic battle?
The Evite, I don't know. Man, hard work, a lot of training. You know, been on the court, been sweating. You know,
yeah,
putting
exactly.
the hours in. It's all about the practice, man.
It is. It's all about the practice. Had nothing to do with those hours in the pool. All right. You know what? Hey, Craig.
Yes, sir.
It's been great. I always enjoy these remote locations. Do you not?
This is the first one I've actually really sweated at.
Yeah, that's true.
This
you
is
know,
the first sweat cast that we've had, but it was great.
It's great.
It turned out well.
I enjoyed it. Well, we'll catch you back at August Capital in a couple of weeks then.
Thanks for CashFly for providing bandwidth for our show.
That's right, CashFly. Are you embarrassed and horrified yet or not?
Not yet.
All right. Well, okay. We're going to keep pushing at the outer limits.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye.